KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, I was able to round up three wise men to join me for today's show. We're going to be talking with Joseph Holden, president of Veritas International University, Brian Nixon, chief academic officer, and Luke Betzner, professor of history and theology, all from Veritas International University. Gentlemen, thank you so much for the time.
Great to be with you, Steve.
So let me start here, because if our listeners can, they'll want to follow along with some of this at VES.edu. Let's jump right in. Veritas International University, Dr. Holden, founded by you and Dr. Norman Geisler. Kind of bring us back to the genesis and how that all came to be.
Well, I was able, fortunately, to sit under Dr. Geisler during my graduate education, and we formed a great relationship, partnered on some projects, even co-authored a book in the early days together. And we discussed about how, you know, there's really a loss of focus on a traditional classical approach to theology, a classical approach to apologetics, and that we were both concerned about the church losing its grip on those wonderful attributes of God, about the traditional view of Scripture being inerrant and inspired by God. So we made a plan to put forth a educational school to, you know, offer bachelor's all the way up to doctoral programs that focus on the understanding of Scripture, on apologetics, on archaeology in the Bible, how to defend the faith. And we wanted to equip men and women to really be equipped to defend the faith and also communicate the Word of God. So that was the focus of the genesis. And in 2008, we founded a school here in Southern California where we could do that. And this is where we remained for quite some time. And then we just recently moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico. There is simply an absence of accredited higher education from a Christian perspective there in Albuquerque. Someone would have to drive to Texas or to Colorado or to Arizona to receive an education. We moved there because of the absence and the opportunity for people to actually learn from some of the best scholars in the world on this issue. So that was the background of getting into establishing VIU.
And now that it is here in Albuquerque, there are degree programs available. I'm going to throw this out to really any of you. What degree programs are currently available through Veritas International University?
Well, we have a number of degree programs. We have several, we have several that would fall in line with our major themes, which is theology, archaeology, and apologetics. And so we, as Joe had mentioned, we cover from the bachelor's degree all the way through the doctoral programs, but you can get your PhD in archaeology. And you can combine these various degrees with external disciplines as well. So you can get, say, for instance, a PhD of archaeology and biblical studies. You can do the same thing for your master's.
And actually, I want to call attention to the website. If you're not there already, VES.edu, on there, you'll see that the list, which goes anywhere from bachelor to master to doctorate, that's available. Brian, can you tell us the different ways that this can happen? I guess I'm talking about resident as opposed to non-resident.
Yeah, you summarized it well, Steve, that we have residential programs where we have residential classes, so someone could come and learn from a professor live. I'm scheduled to teach this fall on Christian thought with looking at Augustine, and we'll be specifically unpacking his confessions. And then, of course, you have online. Our archaeology program also does modules, as well as online, as well as live online teaching. So there's a lot of varieties. And let me just say something, Steve. To answer the question that Luke was answering as well, is essentially we have three major schools which under Veritas International University. We have the School of Biblical Studies and Theology, the School of Apologetics, and the School of Archaeology. And within each of those schools, as you pointed out, Steve, they range from bachelor's to master's to doctorate level. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of degree options in those schools. There's a Bachelor of Arts in Christian Studies and Master of Arts in Theological Studies, and the list goes on and on. So to give you the entire list would take some time, but you were right in to point people to the website, ves.edu, and they can look at those three schools and learn what programs are available to them.
Yeah, and actually on the website, right under the tab Academics, you'll find not only degree programs, but certificate programs. Joe, can you speak to that?
Sure. Norman Geisler, our co-founder of the school, actually wanted people who didn't want to pursue a degree or were in a lay position, perhaps at their church or in a parachurch ministry, and they just couldn't make it into the classroom or pursue a formal degree. He wanted to make sure that they had access to the same training that we receive in our graduate level courses. And so he founded an apologetic certificate program where the student would enroll in 5 courses, 5 exams, get 5 textbooks, and that would be more the bread and butter courses of the entire program. And we've had a resounding response to that. We have students in that program even now. They're completing this program weekly, it appears, and we're thrilled that they're able to get this information and apply it to their life. It is really, truly life transforming, and it's also very equipping and educational, and we have received so much positive feedback from it. So anybody can sign up for a handful of courses and at a very affordable cost and get equipped, just like the graduate students are being equipped.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it several times because as people are listening, hopefully they're gaining interest and thinking, what was the website? Maybe I should have. VES.edu. It's as simple as that. And on the website as well, one of the things that stood out to me is, people look under that academics tab is library. Brian speaks some to how someone clicking on that and looking at, what's available in that library, once they're there, they're like, oh, this is stuff I need, I need to have access to. And not only that, Brian, who would have access and how would they do that?
Well, national accreditation requires that each institution have a library. And the library is usually in person on site. So we do have a physical library of, quite a few books. When you add our library with the archaeology library, we're looking at 10,000 plus books. But even in those cases, some students may not be able to find what they're looking for. So we subscribe as an institution to online libraries where any enrolled student at Veritas would be able to access those online libraries and get literally hundreds of thousands of books at their disposal. And they would check them out like you would any other library. There's a limited amount of time you'd be able to use it and so on and so forth. But what online libraries do is they incrementally expand our ability to offer students the resources they need. I'll just pick on Luke here for a second. Luke is in his PhD program at UNM. And at UNM, it's a massive library that has been collecting books for over 100 years. But because he's so specialized in his field of study, UNM doesn't even have those books. So he then would have to go to online sources to get those books. The same is true for theological studies. We have our physical library. If students can't find it there, then they would go to the electronic library. But there are even cases where a book may even be very, very specialized where we would have to tap into other institutions to find that book for them.
Yeah, I'll look for testimony from a student now since you brought it up, Brian. Luke, as a student, You know, what are you finding at Veritas International University, VES.edu, again, that others may not have found, you know, when looking for education in this area?
Well, that is one of the biggest difficulties, is if you're going to go to a school that's going to allow you to do research, your research gets limited by what is, Brian was mentioning, the availability of the books that you can access. Having a physical library like Veritas, where you can get some extremely old and even very rare works, things if you're researching cults, for example. We have an amazing cults library that has the original teachings of some of these guys that founded these movements that you just can't get. And, you know, we're not part of interlibrary loan in the sense that we're lending out stuff from our library to people who aren't students. So if people want to really focus on apologetics, for instance, we have an amazing library at Veritas physically there where people can just come in as a student and start browsing to find what they need.
All right. Listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Dr. Joseph Holden, president of Veritas International University, and Drs. Brian Nixon, who's the chief academic officer, and Luke Betzner, the professor of history and theology at Veritas. The website is ves.edu. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us through the break?
Sure can.
Absolutely.
Okay. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about some of what's available through the Lay Institute. We may have touched a little bit on that, but I want to go into a little more detail about that. And for those who are regular listeners to KLYT, these voices may be very familiar to them from the Paratus podcast that is made available through Veritas International University. We'll come back and cover all of it when we get back from the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Oh, we continue our conversation. As I said at the top of our conversation with the three wise men, I was able to get into the studio. Dr. Joseph Holden, president of Veritas International University, and Drs. Brian Nixon and Luke Betzner, also with Veritas. The website is ves.edu. We talked about in our first segment degree programs, certificate programs, the history of Veritas, and the library. I wanted to, by the way, if you missed the beginning of our conversation, this will be posted, of course, on the website at abqconnect.online, where you can revisit it and share it with others. Dr. Holden, Joe, I wanted to touch a little bit on the Lay Institute that's available and the various things available through that. Before we get into the specific things that are available, what was the heart behind that?
Well, the Lay Institute is designed to minister to those who will not come into the classroom or cannot because of their job, or it's just the time in life where they're not able to pursue a formal degree. And the Lay Institute fills that gap to continue equipping those people that just aren't ready at this time in their lives for the classroom. And so there's a handful of different programs and different resources that they can tap into to continue to get equipped, to stay fresh in their understanding about what's happening in the biblical world in terms of Bible, archaeology, apologetics. And so that was the heart behind establishing this, equipping people. If we're just equipping those that come into let's say a seminary classroom, then we're only reaching just a marginal fraction of the entire Christian world. But if we open this up to lay programs, then you have this wonderful access to much of the same material that we're learning in the classroom itself. So that's the heart behind presenting these various programs. In fact, one of them is a resource called the Defending Inerrancy Initiative, where people, if they would like to learn about the inspiration and inerrancy of the Bible, they can go to defendinginerrancy.com. And there are all kinds of different articles written by scholars that believe in the full inspiration and inerrancy of Scripture, and offer also responses to attacks against the inspiration and inerrancy of Scripture. So it's a wonderful clearinghouse of different challenging topics that either have been published by other scholars or that respond to some of the problematic views out there. And some of those views are actually originating from inside the evangelical world, and others are originating from the unbelieving secular world, of course. But that's just one example of several other different resources that people can tap into.
So, Joe, on defending inerrancy, would it be included in that, what is considered canon and why, what it took to get it there?
Yes, I mean, you can look up just about any subject in bibliology, inspiration, translation, transmission, canon, as you mentioned. It's a wonderful clearinghouse to really equip yourself in that. You just put in your search parameters and see what comes up. And it's specifically focused to inerrancy and to the inspiration of Scripture and the problems that have challenged it. We write all kinds of responses to different books that have been published that seem to deviate from the traditional view of what we mean by pure inspiration of the Bible. But yes, canonization, just about everything under the sun is there. We even have a link that you can go to solve Bible difficulties. And it is a wonderful tool there that people can use. If they have a problem with a passage, they see a difficulty, they can type in the passage and a response kind of comes up to help deal with those passages.
Well, and I want to reiterate the website. We're doing this several times, but I'm doing that because the website is well designed, well built, and full of information, including much, if not all, of what we're covering today. VES.edu is a website, and under Lay Institute, one of the other things that stood out to me, Joe, it brought me back kind of to the six. I'd say I was going to say 70s, probably more 80s for me, the True Way tracts. And there's some listening that may be even too young to remember that this was, a thing.
Yes. I mean, tracts are an excellent way to spread the gospel and to get the message into the hands of people you don't know.
I love it.
Even people into your family, you hand them a little brief tract. They might be able to read that. And Marilyn Tyner has done an excellent job in creating these tracks. She just did one recently on heaven and the difference between heaven and eternal separation from God. And it is just fabulous. That's going to come on the market very soon. And these tracks are wonderful for any church, any individual who values spreading the gospel and communicating information in a concise, clear way that's very thought-provoking and is impactful. True Way tracks are amazing. Marilyn Tyner is the one to go to.
Okay, and with the time we have left, I want to make sure that, again, the listener knows at the website, they can read in depth about each of these under the Lay Institute at ves.edu. And Joe, the other three were Educate for Life, the Norman Geisler Apologetics Certification Program, and VIU Course on Contemporary Cults. Any of those before we move on that you want to say any more about?
Well, the apologetic certificate program, again, like I said, there's five courses, five exams, five textbooks, and they deal with apologetics. They have a course on cults. They have a course on the doctrine of God, a course on world religions, and then another one on the Bible, bibliology, how we got our Bible. And so all of these courses form the background of our graduate program and will ultimately be the same course lectures that you would hear in the classroom. And you can come away with it with an official certificate. All the assignments are graded by VIU faculty, and ultimately it is a wonderful tool to get prepared if you can't make it into the classroom. And we also have a complimentary free course on contemporary cults by the world's leading evangelical expert on the subject, Dr. Ron Rhodes. And so he has taken these cults, unpacked them one by one, evaluating them, helping us to understand them, and then how to respond to them. And that's free for anybody to just click under the Lay Institute on the VIU course on contemporary cults, and they can watch it at this moment.
All right. And you know what? I want to take some time so we can cover Paratus, the podcast that we are on KOYT. Before I do that, let me close with this in regards to Veritas. You know, what educational, what university wouldn't be complete without the student store? Does anyone want to speak to that? There's a lot of stuff there, too.
Yeah, the student store is obviously online resources for students to purchase, not only what we would call university swag, you know, shirts and sweatshirts, but also a lot of the professors' books and resources are there. And it's also, I want to point out that we do have a mini store here in town. So if you live in Albuquerque or the surrounding areas and you wanted to swing by the office space, there's some of the professor books there. There's also shirts and other items. And obviously, we would encourage our listeners and supporters to check those out, because when you purchase it, a small percentage of it also helps out Veritas as well.
Okay, well, Brian, since we're visiting with you now, you are the host of Paratus, and if you could walk us through, prior to KOYT, it was a thing, but recently, you know, in the last year, we've added it to KLYT, and then what airs here, folks are able to find on the website as well at VESEDU. And let me say this, if you're looking to catch it on the air, you can tune. It's part of our Bible School of the Air, appropriately, and it airs at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoons, and then typically about 12:15 on Sundays. We say about because it depends on how long the live service from Calvary Church goes, but right after the live service, we join Paratus as part of the Gospel Brunch from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We actually call it our third course as part of the Gospel Brunch. But Brian, fill us in on where it started, where it is, and what you hope to see come from Paratus.
Well, Paratus began really as part of the broader vision and outreach of Veritas International University. You could summarize our outreach, our mission, as proclaim, equip, and defend. So obviously, proclamation deals with the proclamation of the gospel. Defending is defending the Christian faith. That's apologetics. But we are also in the service of equipping Christians. And so Dr. Holden and myself sat down one day and said, hey, how should we go about equipping a broader population of people, not just students, not just people who are signing up for the certification? And we came up with the idea of starting a radio broadcast. And Luke and I had been doing one previous to this. And so we said, let's just change our format and our name. And we'll get Joe, Luke, and myself on the broadcast, and we'll continue to offer deep, meaty information to popular through a popular medium, and that is, of course, through the internet and the air through the radio. So Paratus was birthed. I think it was Luke who suggested the name. He took it from a Latin term. Actually, in a Marine song. Not that Luke was in the Marines, but he understood that there was a Latin term, and so Paratus was birthed, and we now are on our third season, two here on KNKT, but the other was on podcast only. So we started with apologetics, and then the first season for our KNKT listeners was on essentials of the Christian faith, so theology more or less. And now we're on our third area, or our third school, or third department, archaeology and the Bible. So we'll probably go back to apologetics in our next season and just keep repeating those three areas, but offering new material and new angles.
All right. Well, if you haven't heard that on KLYT, we encourage you to tune in again. That is Saturday afternoons at 4 o'clock and Sundays just after the live service, right around 12:15 on Sunday afternoons. And it can be found on what has aired on KLYT actually can be found at ves.edu. If you are looking for the complete, including prior to airing here, Paratus.transistor.fm is the place to go. Our guests have been Dr. Joseph Holden, president of Veritas International University, Luke Betzner, professor of history and theology, and Brian Nixon, chief academic officer. Gentlemen, before we wrap it up, anything you want to make sure the listener knows that we didn't cover?
Well, just one thing, Steve. Because our podcast is available on Transistor FM, it is also on many other major platforms like Spotify, iHeartRadio. So if you have different places that you get your pod feeds from, very likely, if it's a big enough name, we'll be there as well. So make sure you type that in and ask if they have the episodes.
All right. In addition to that, Steve, you can go to PodPoint, too. All of our sessions with Paratus On Air are recorded and then placed on PodPoint, where you can just look up Paratus episodes and it'll pop right up.
Well, you guys have done everything I think you can think of to do to make sure people are equipped to proclaim, equip, and defend. And we appreciate all the work of you and the rest of the staff at Veritas International University. Again, ves.edu. Gentlemen, you're always welcome. We appreciate your time and hope to have you on again soon.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.